Lawyers for victims of oil pollution in the Ecuadorian rainforest have gone to court in Canada to enforce an $18 billion Ecuadorian court judgment against Chevron. Chevron has refused to pay the damage award, saying the plaintiff's case was riddled with bribery and fraud, and the judgment cannot be enforced in any court outside of Ecuador. The court filing in Ontario is one of several moves expected in coming weeks by the Ecuadorians who first filed a lawsuit against Texaco in the early 1990s. Chevron bought Texaco in 2001 and inherited its environmental liabilities. Ellen Lenksner, a lawyer for the plaintiffs, told the Financial Times that courts in Canada have a long history of recognizing foreign judgments from the United States and Latin America. The $18 billion judgment in Ecuador has put pressure on Chevron's top executives to reform its environmental practices. Activists from across the globe came to Chevron's shareholders meeting to confront management on environmental issues. These included American environmentalists concerned about natural gas fracking and Brazilian oil workers angry about a huge offshore oil spill. Some industry observers say that Chevron's ambitions in Latin America, especially in Brazil, could force the oil giant to agree to a fair settlement in Ecuador. With the Obama administration set to withdraw most U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan by 2014, the Pentagon is looking for ways to reintegrate Islamic militants into mainstream society. The U.S. military has funded a $5 million multi-year grant to psychologists at the University of Maryland to study how to de-radicalize militants to give up violence. The Christian Science Monitor reports similar efforts have found success in the Muslim world. In Egypt, militant Islamic groups gave up violence over a decade ago and are now a key power center in parliament. In Saudi Arabia, individuals arrested for suspicion of terrorist activity are sent to halfway houses and receive help in finding jobs and housing. Saudi officials say only 3% of its program graduates of ex-jihadists return to violent extremism. Upon graduation, each man gets a bonus of $2,500 and a monthly stipend for 6 months to find a job. The critical time for Egyptian militants came in 1997 when the Islamic group, an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, attacked busloads of tourists near Luxor in Upper Egypt. The attack killed 58 foreigners and 4 Egyptians. Soon afterward, the group's imprisoned leaders denounced terror attacks as conflicting with the teachings of Islam. Now, in a historic contest, the Muslim Brotherhood candidate will compete in the final round of Egypt's upcoming presidential election on June 16th and 17th. President Barack Obama has nominated Allison McFarlane as the new chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. McFarlane, a critic of the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Depository, would replace outgoing NRC chairman Gregory Jaczko, who upset the nuclear power industry by working for tougher standards after last year's Fukushima nuclear disaster. McFarlane, a former aide to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, has won early backing from environmentalists and the nuclear industry. She may offer a more open management style than Jaczko, who was defeated on key votes regarding safety issues and was reportedly distrusted by his own staff. Jaczko tried but failed to impose new safety standards on recently licensed nuclear plants in Georgia and South Carolina. Right-wing Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, one of Jaczko's toughest critics, insisted the former chairman used his office to undermine the NRC to the point that 4 of his fellow commissioners wrote to President Obama for help. Industry critics, including Lisbeth Granlund of the Union of Concerned Scientists, praised Jaczko, noting the NRC's failure to protect the public existed long before Gregory Jaczko became chairman. Congress should not be sidetracked into thinking he is the source of the problem. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.